The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go!
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right. Good evening, Arizona sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. Don't forget, you can call in and participate in today's discussion. You can call us in at 888-346-9144. Again, that number is 888-346-9144. Okay, so is everybody snapping out of that food coma? I tell you what, last week was amazing. I hope your holidays were filled with great food and fun last week with family and friends. Now it's time to get back into the swing of things. Boy, I tell you what, that turkey, the stuffing, this is just, oh, man, I'm still eating turkey and stuffing. But what a week last week. Today we're going to discuss several things. We're going to talk about the football state playoffs. We're going to talk about some of the playoff games and how they ended up matching up and worked out. We're going to talk about some state championships that were won last week. Then we're going to talk about some of the basketball tournaments from last week and kind of sum up what happened last week in some of those games. And, you know, the season has kicked off now for most teams, and things are ready to rock and roll. This week's games count towards power points, and teams are starting to work on correcting some of those issues that we noticed last week during some of the tournament games. Before we get going, I want to talk about state football playoffs. There's some shocking developments there. And we're going to start off by going to the 1A football bracket. You had number one seed versus number two seed. Joseph City ended up playing in the championship game and winning that game. So congratulations to Joseph City for 1A football state championships. And today we are going to have with us a guest that I'm going to bring on in just a second. We're going to talk about the AIA 2A state championship playoffs and how that shaped up. You had Northwest Christian with the number one seed, ended up losing in the second round of the playoffs to Wilcox. And Yuma City was the fifth seed that defeated Push Ridge and ended up facing Wilcox. And Wilcox ended up in that championship game. Well, you had the number two seed Benson losing also in the second round of the playoffs to Valley Christian. And Valley Christian marched to the championship game, defeating Benson, then defeating St. John's, the number three seed. And the number seven seed ended up as this year's 2A state championship team. So what I want to do is I want to bring on right now head coach from Valley Christian, the Trojans, who ended up with a 12-1 record this year down in Chandler, Coach Bill Morgan. Coach, you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Coach, no problem. We're glad you're able to be here. Congratulations on your season.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm sure that was a whirlwind run for you guys through the playoffs. You guys had some big wins there all the way through to the championship game, so I'm sure that was fun. Why don't you sum up what was going on for your team?
Well, sir, it was definitely a tough battle to get to that championship game, and what a game it was. But I'm just so proud of my players and for all the support we've had this year by the parents and the families and assistant coaches and all that they put into this. But it's an understatement to say that we were supported, and you always have to have that type of support to be successful in your programs. But I'm very proud of my seniors. Had a small group of seniors. I think there were eight total. And I could just go on and on about each one individually, but so many of them played through adversity and through injuries, and We actually had one player with a season-ending injury, Josh Bell. But I could just go on and on about all the individual sacrifices that they made to become champions.
Well, Coach, that's not an easy thing to do, and to go the route you guys went. You had to beat the number two seed.
Yes.
Then you had to beat the number three seed, and man, that took a lot of focus for your kids to continue to march through the playoffs through that adversity.
Absolutely. You know, we could have sat there and made excuses and said things weren't fair or right to have one loss to the number one ranked team at that time, which was Northwest Christian. And then, you know, we could have sat there and complained about it, but I told the boys, and I think they were in total agreement, that if you're going to be a champion, you have to go through everybody eventually. And so, you know, we were on the road the second week against a really good Benson team that I think hadn't lost on their home field, we were told, in several years, and were able to pull out a win and then to come back and play St. John's, who were the two-time defending state champions, and that was a very emotional game, obviously playing against my brother Mike, and fine job that he's done at St. John's with those boys, and, you know, to defeat them, and then, you know, Wilcox, which really had a great run, and we could see that they were going to be a very formidable a foe for us in the championship game, and I just can't say enough about how hard those games were and the difficulty to win them, and just so proud of my guys.
You know, that St. John's game had to be a very emotional game. I mean, you guys only won that game 26-24. Can you recap that
sure.
game for us a little bit, Coach?
Well, I think nerves entered in. We were fortunate enough we'd recovered a fumble early there, I think their first possession, and we couldn't capitalize on it. We'd kind of shot ourselves in the foot. I think nerves played a big part, but we were able to score first in that game and to jump out. I think it was 7-0, and our boys started to believe in themselves. And actually, in all honesty, and this is not to discredit St. John's, I think it was we probably played probably as poorly as we could have to come out with a victory, and that is not to discredit them in any way. Our guys made the plays when they had to, but when we looked at film and looked at how we had played, we thought we could play much better.
Now, Coach, how long have you been at Valley Christian?
This was my fifth year.
Fifth year, and you guys have had success out there, but not to this level at this point, correct?
We were actually state champions in 2005. My first year, we were in the state championship. We were 12-0 in 06. And lost in the state championship game, and then the past 2 years we'd been beaten by St. John's, the state champion, and so this was my third opportunity to coach in the state championship game, and we've won two.
Now, Coach, you know what? That's awesome. My question to you is, how do you keep a program moving in the direction that you've got it moving in now that you've turned it, you know, now you've taken over fifth year, third championship game you've been in? So how do you continue to build on that?
Well, I just wanted to first and foremost say I thank God, because my faith and just work ethic, commitment to trying to do well and trusting in Him. I have to tell you, we have, as I said, outstanding parents that support and provide the foundation for their boys to be successful through prayers and through all the sacrifices they make within their own families. And so it takes good kids. You know, the old saying, you have to have horses to pull the cart. I completely am frustrated by rumors of recruitment, which is totally unfounded and untrue. Our kids come from Christian schools. There's not many of them. Each class may have 8 to 9, 10 players, 10 boys that play football. Many of them have never had a uniform on in their lives when they come to Valley Christian, but they're coachable, and they're smart kids, and they're willing to work hard. And so we take them from the time they're freshmen in the weight room. We completely dedicate ourselves to coaching these boys in the weight room, getting them strong and building a solid work ethic there first of all and foremost. And then we start to teach them the game of football. Our summers are filled with classroom time, with weight room workouts, with passing leagues, and it's completely a dedication to becoming champions. And so they're coachable boys. I have assistant coaches that are willing to work hard for no pay, many of them that dedicate countless hours to the program, and so it's a complete effort. It's not just myself, it's not just one kid, it's people that buy in, and that commitment to excellence, and in our program, we focus on trying to glorify God, which means we give the very best that we can in everything that we do, and I believe that God has truly blessed our program.
Well, Coach, I think, you know what, it's great what you're doing out there. Keep it up. You know, we're very happy that you were able to be on the show. I wanted to celebrate your championship with you and be one of the first in the media to say congratulations, and good luck to you next year. Who do you have coming back next year that's going to be a major part of what you're doing now?
Well, thank you very much for that, and that means a lot to us. But I have a really solid group of juniors that are coming back. Matter of fact, our entire offensive line was replaced by all JV players this year. We have one senior graduating, Kyle James, done a really nice job. But I've got a real solid group of juniors coming back, and then Jordan Morgan, our quarterback, he's been All-State both years, and he's also coming back as a senior that's the offensive player of the year. So we have a lot to work with. I'm excited about that, and so the future looks really bright.
Well, that's great, Coach. Congratulations again, and sounds like you guys are poised and ready to go again for next year and possibly repeat.
Well, we met with them today, and we couldn't seem to celebrate the victory before it was mentioned. We got to get back in the weight room. We have to do this and that. And, you know, I told the guys, I said, wait a minute, let's just enjoy this here and take a little time off. You know, I know myself, I'm not ready to do anything till after the new year. So,
yeah, take a little bit of time, Coach. Enjoy it. Sit in it and just soak it in.
I really am. How many fathers can say they've won a state championship with their son? And not only with Jordan, my own son, but to feel that way about all of these boys and their families. It is truly a family, and it's a whole commitment, and it takes all of us to do it.
Well, Coach, thank you again for joining us, and the Coach's Corner tips their hat to you and says congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time, and really appreciate what you're doing for high school football.
Okay, Coach, hold on one sec. All right, now we're going to talk about 3A state football. 3A state football, we have congratulations going out to Blue Ridge. Coach Paul Morrow out there in Lakeside, Arizona. We ended up 13-0, defeating Sholo in the state championship game up at NAU, the walk-up Sky Dome. Congratulations to them. Now, here's what's impressive. Coach Morrow's team, Blue Ridge, only gave up 91 points this season. They were shutting people down. So we'll talk about that now. The championship game for 4A1 is going to be Canyon Del Oro versus Sabino. We'll talk about that when we get back. Going to have to take a quick break here on the Coach's Corner. Again, thank you to Coach Morgan. Congratulations to the Valley Christian family, football family, and good luck to you next year. And this is the Coach's Corner. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Right now, until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man's singing.
Something happening, yeah.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
When you become pregnant, there are all kinds of questions out there, and there are almost as many answers. It seems that everyone is an expert before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and after the baby's born. Why not get information in little pieces with experts and parents that will inspire and intrigue you? Pregnancy.org Live, Before, During, and After, hosted by Molly Bauer, General Manager and Publisher of Pregnancy.org, will bring you the expert information you need. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We are family.
Our past lives hold the key to our present and future lives. The process of uncovering past life memories help us understand ourselves, heal grief, create more meaningful relationships, and evolve and grow spiritually. Let Your Past Will Open Your Future with host Michelle Brock help you discover that key. Included in the discussion will be reincarnation, hypnosis, dreams, meditation, and symbolism. Tune in to Your Past Will Open Your Future, live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjoe Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjoe Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
Listen for the American Advisor with Joe Battaglia twice every week. This is a live call-in talk show where Joe discusses the economic and political events that affect your investments. Joe's macro market calls have helped thousands of investors pave their way to a more secure financial future. As a bonus, everyone who calls into the program will receive a 1964 Silver Kennedy half-dollar coin that's been graded uncirculated. The American Advisor is heard every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
News. Opinion.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and this is the Coach's Corner. Now, when we left for break, we were just wrapping up football. We were going to kind of pick up a couple things here and finish this off. The 2009 AIA 4A Division I State Championship game is going to be Canyon del Oro versus number 7 Sabino. Now, Sabino had a big victory over Saguaro this last Friday night. 28-6 was the score. Unseating the defending champion, the defending two-time champion. And Canyon del Oro, the number one ranked team, number one seeded team, defeated Cienega 48-16. Now, this is going to be an interesting matchup between the two. Both teams defeated Saguaro this year. Coach Dustin Pease's team at Canyon CDO beat Saguaro 44-0. And Coach Campos's team at Sabino won 28-6. So you've got Canyon del Oro at 13-0 playing, Sabino at 11-2. Should be a pretty good matchup. That's going to be at University of Arizona Stadium, and you can watch that on AIA365.com. Now looking at the 4A2 football, you've got Santa Rita returning to their champion to their state championship game again. Last year they were in the state championship game against Notre Dame, who ended up winning that game. And you've got the Eagles at 11-2. Playing against Cactus, who's the number two seeded team, against Coach Feck's team, who's also 12-1. So that should be a good matchup. Now, this is going to be Coach Gurren's last game for the Eagles. He announced it 2 weeks ago that he's going to be done after the season. That game's going to tip off at 2 p.m. at Arizona, at the University of Arizona Stadium. You can also catch that on AIA365.com. Now, 5A1, you've got the Final Four matchups. You've got number one Hamilton, Coach Bellis' team is 12-0, against Coach Ewan's team, Chandler, 9-3. You've got Coach Kelly Moore at Mesa, the 11th-seeded team who upset Brophy last week to move on, and they're 8-4. And they're going to be playing number two Mountain Point. Coach Vaughn's team is undefeated at 12-0. So you've got the number one seed and the number two seed still alive. They're both undefeated, and we'll see how that pans out on December 4th, this next Friday. The Division II, 5A2, we've got number one Centennial, who is nationally ranked number four, according to USA Today. They defeated Westview 42-0, and they will be meeting Coach Lopez's team out at Marcos Deniza. Their record is currently 11-0. So it's going to be an interesting matchup there. Desert Mountain, we've got two Scottsdale teams fighting for the other final spot into the championship game. You've got Desert Mountain, Coach Tabor's team is 9-3, and Chaparral, Coach Regal's team is 11-1. So we'll see how that shakes out also on Friday night. So Friday night's going to be a big football night. Now, we've wrapped up football. Now we're going to talk about some basketball, because this last week there was a lot of basketball that was going on. We talked about some of the tournaments that were tipping off this last week. Thanksgiving was in full swing, which means holiday tournaments, which means a lot of basketball. Highland was over at the Mesa tournament, so I got a lot of opportunity to see a lot of teams over there. And if you were at any of those tournaments outside of the Mesa, or if you want to talk about the Mesa tournament, hey, call in, give me your opinions. I want to hear what you think. Is Mesa real? Is Mesa real? Jahi Carson's for real, that's for sure. Sophomore Danny Powell played pretty well. I can't even remember how to say his last name now. Mohammed Sobi? So? He played well for Mesa. Mesa's got a real good squad. They're solid from top to bottom. It's going to be interesting to see how that team performs this year. And then when region is in full effect in January, you're going to have Blondie joining that squad, and that's just going to be an unreal team. They actually won that tournament. They defeated Hamilton 70-46, and Hamilton's a pretty good squad. We played Hamilton in the first round and lost to Hamilton, I think it was 83-56 or something like that. Hamilton got a hold of us in the second half and really kind of took control. Let's see here. So Corona defeated Gilbert. That was a tough-fought game. And then you had Desert Vista defeated Desert Ridge in that game also. Now, let's talk about the Highland Mountain Ridge game. The Highland Mountain Ridge game was the last game for us. And, you know, I tell you, the Highland team, we're a young squad. We're a very young squad. Nobody with any varsity minutes. So it's kind of tough. We're going to take our lumps this season, but we're also going to be dishing out some things. I think the kids are playing very tough defensively and trying to figure out their offensive production, where it's going to come from. If we look at the South Point tournament, Red Mountain won that tournament over McClintock in overtime. In the Ironwood Ridge tournament, Dobson defeated Cesar Chavez. In Paradise Valley, Shadow Mountain defeated Perry in overtime. In the Arrowhead tournament, Santa Rita defeated in the Chaparral Aussie Challenge, Chaparral won over South Mountain. And we heard a lot about that tournament because we had our guest on last week, Aaron Windler, head coach over at Chaparral, and he told us about how he brought those teams in from Australia. So there were some good games going on there also. Now I want to congratulate Dobson for their win over Cesar Chavez. Their score was 71-64. And Ironwood Ridge, for the third place game, defeated Catalina Foothills 67-50. And Saturday we had Seton Catholic defeat Nogales. Yeah, Catalina 82-55 over Coronado. Ironwood Ridge defeated Maryvale 58-57 type ball game. Sunnyside won 64-47 over Flowing Wells. Millennium beat Cholla 46-30. Camelback beat Saharo 51-46. So there were some pretty interesting games in that Ironwood Ridge tournament as well. Now, you know, as we look at the Paradise Valley tournament, that tournament was a good tournament. You had Apollo over Goldwater. You had Arcadia defeating Desert Mountain 80-76. You get some high-scoring games over there at Arcadia right now. Larry Lewis is playing solid, and they've got some other young kids that are stepping up and starting to play the game. So their scores are pretty high. We'll talk about them in a couple minutes. Pinnacle defeated Deer Valley 61-45. Buckeye 77 over Cactus Shadow 72. Shadow Mountain 97 over Perry 95 in overtime. Now, see, that's a high-scoring high school game. Congratulations to those teams. Now, if we look at some of the games on tap this week, I tell you what, this week is full of games. I mean, we're tipping off the season this week where PowerPoints start to come into play. Teams are playing the preseason games, and there's actually a couple regions that are opening up tomorrow night. So So it's going to be interesting to see how early teams come around and start to produce. I don't like having games that count for region this quick, because you're still working out. You're still trying to figure out who your lineup's going to be. You're trying to figure out how kids are going to respond in certain situations, and you're still doing a lot of teaching. So it's really kind of I prefer not to play region games this early. In California, we really didn't start our region until after Christmas, which was great because it gave us all the preseason games we needed to get out of the way, to get things working the correct way, find out who's who, how we're going to play kids, all that kind of stuff. So it helped. But here, because you have 18 games and some of the regions are bigger, you got to play games before Christmas. So we'll talk about those. Now, first up, tomorrow night, or tonight, actually. As a matter of fact, the game tipped off at 5 o'clock at U.S. Airways Center. You have Cortez at 0-1 playing Apollo at 2-2. Coach Tark James' team went into Williamsfield and ended up getting beat at Williamsfield 69-43. Coach Swinehart over at Williamsfield is turning the program around after last year's 2-23 record. They've already got a nice win over Cortez. So we'll see. So we'll watch Williamsfield this year, see how they do in the East Sky region. So tonight, Apollo tipped off over at their U.S. Airways Arena. Then you have Greenway. Coach Howard Mueller, his defending championship team, comes back. They've taken a couple quick hits, lost Arcadia at Arcadia, and lost to Prescott. So they're 0-2 right now. And they're tipping off tonight at 7 o'clock at Cactus Shadows against Coach Dirk Walker's team, who's 2-2. Cactus Shadows has wins over Notre Dame Prep. They beat Notre Dame Prep 59-56 and then Willow Canyon 68-54. So that's going to be a pretty good matchup. We're going to see how quickly Coach Mueller can get his team back on track, those two early losses. So Coach Nold at Perry defeated Cactus Shadows by 257-55, and then they also lost to Buckeye 72-79. So that matchup's tipping off tonight, 7 o'clock over Cactus Shadow. So if you've got nothing to do, go over there. Now, here's the game everybody is talking about. You've got the defending state champion at the 5A level, St. Mary's, tipping off tonight against the projected state champion this year at the 5A1 level, North. Yes, that's right. You heard me. Everybody's picking North to win the 5A1 state title this year. So you've got Dave Lopez's squad and Joseph Bustos' squad matching up tonight over at Grand Canyon University. I'm told that game is going to be on Cox 7. So you can turn on Cox Channel 7, check that game out. I'm sure it's going to be a barn burner. St. Mary's is going to open up against Mesa right out of the chute. They've got Mesa and North. That's going to be good basketball there. You've got North playing, or I'm sorry, St. Mary's plays North, Chavez, and us. North starts off with St. Mary's and Mesa right out of the chute. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some games that are tipping off on Tuesday night. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely.
There's a man with a gun over there.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights. Meet our guests. Get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
Do you know that over 70% of Americans with severe disabilities are unemployed? Are you one of the 2.5 million Americans with epilepsy? If you are, or know someone struggling with these issues, tune in to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. On the show, Joyce will discuss these issues as well as others. She will have on nationally known guests that will offer helpful insight on disability matters and let you, the listener, call in with your questions and concerns. So if you struggle with a disability or know someone who does, listen to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. Heard every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Self-leadership is more important than corporate leadership. In the hustle and bustle world we live in, we need to be reminded that in all failures and successes, we are the common denominators. Each week, let Daniel Gutierrez help bring you the tools you need to manage self-leadership, resulting in self-success. Make your mark in your industry. Make sure you listen to Right Here, Right Now, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I am the coach, Scott Lovely. I want to clean something up from the last segment. As we were going off to break, I was talking about North. North coming up from the 5A2 level to the 5A1 level. They're scheduled. They're going to be tested really early, right out of the chute. They play St. Mary's tonight. You can catch that game again on Cox TV 7. And then next up, they have Mesa. So in the top five teams, they're playing two of the top five teams in the first week of the season. So they're going to be tested early. So it's going to be a tough one for them. St. Mary's opens up with North tonight, and then Chavez this week. And then Monday of next week, St. Mary's is taking the trip over to Highland to play us, and we'll see what happens there. All right, now Tuesday's games. Tuesday's games, we've got some region games on tap. A rivalry game over at Arcadia High School, Coronado. Coach Bill Guthrie's taking his squad into Arcadia's gym to play the 4-1 Arcadia Titans. Coach Luke Niebling is started off his year very well, 4-1, and they're going to be battling in that rivalry game for the first region game of the year. So now, Arcadia's got impressive wins. They beat Greenway, Pinnacle, Paradise Valley, and Desert Mountain with their lone loss to Shadow Mountain, and that score was 93-89. So there's a lot of shooting going on in the Arcadia game, so I'm sure they're getting up and down the court. Now, then you've got Desert Mountain also tipping off at Boulder Creek. That's going to be an interesting game. Coach Todd Fazio out there with Desert Mountain. We'll see how they bounce back. Typically, he bounces back very aggressive after a loss and does very well. Then you've got at Brophy, Gilbert is going to travel to Brophy. Coach Cassaro and is led by Sean King, his group. They're going over to Brophy to play Coach Tony Fuller, who they're coming off of a big win over Sunny Slope, 8-point win from what I understand over Sunny Slope this last weekend in their tournament play. So that's going to be interesting to see how that pays out, how that plays out. Now you've got Basha also at Camelback tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and you've got Desert Ridge traveling to Chaparral. Red Mountain is going to take the trip over to Dobson, and Dobson right now is on a roll. They're playing very well. We open up tomorrow night with Mountain Point, and Coach Brian Fleming and his group will be coming over to Highland, and we'll play host to them at 7 o'clock. Let's see here. Another game. Oh, another East Sky Region game. You've got Maricopa, new to the East Sky Region this year, is going to be traveling over to Higley to face Coach Sean Lively's program. Sean's doing a nice job out there. It's going to be interesting to see how his team responds this year to some of the things that I know he's been putting in and changing. I know the atmosphere over there is very exciting. There's been some good stuff going on. They had a great Midnight Madness tip-off that he put a lot of time and energy and effort into. That was a big community event. So it's going to be interesting to watch them and how they do in the East Sky region. At Mesquite High School, Hamilton is traveling over to Mesquite. And Hamilton is a very tough squad. I'm going to talk about them for just a second. They've got a guard who transferred in from Dobson, and that kid can play. He can get up and down the court. He's a no-nonsense basketball player. So it's kind of fun to watch the Hamilton squad play. You know, we were in a tight ball game for the first half and the second half. Foul trouble and free throws kind of took over the game, and they made their free throws, and that was a big difference. Let's see here. We've also got Chandler over at Mountain Ridge. Mountain Ridge is a pretty good ball club, and it's going to be interesting to see how Chandler and Mountain Ridge match up. I know that Chandler's an up and down the court team. Mountain Ridge has got a big fella that likes to take the ball and post up or take it and penetrate. He's got both skills, both skill sets available to him. So that's going to be a good matchup for him too. Apollo over at Raymond Kellis. See, Catalina is going to be playing at Pueblo tomorrow. So you've got a lot of games on tap. Pinnacle is actually over at Sandra Day O'Connor. And then you've got South Point playing host to Casa Grande. Now we move over to Wednesday. Wednesday night, if you're not doing anything and you're in the Scottsdale area, you can pop in and see Sanagua playing at Coronado. You can also see at 7 o'clock tip-off Raymond Kellis at Independence. And another East Sky Region game tipping off on Wednesday, you have Notre Dame playing Seton Catholic. Now, that's going to be interesting because Notre Dame is new to the East Sky Region this year, and Coach Chris Stark takes that program over from Coach Matt Harris, who moved on to Rancho Solano? I can't remember where he went to. But Coach Chris Stark was an assistant there last year, and he's taken over that program, and they faced Seton Catholic in a region game. Now, Thursday you have a ton of games tipping off there. You have Mountain View Marana playing Amphi. You've got Pima hosting Safford. Kofa going out to Gila Ridge. You've got Tempe and Buckeye. Tempe's going to be an interesting team in that East Sky region this year. They've got a real good ball player who's solid. He's only a junior, and he can shoot the ball, can handle the basketball, and loves to attack the rim. So it's going to be interesting to see how well that East Sky region is going to shape up. You've got Desert Vista, my friend over there, Doug Harris. We have them going out to Casa Grande. You've got Saharita going over to Catalina Foothills, and Deer Valley playing at Centennial. Now, Centennial is going to be one of those programs where every year it's the same way. I mean, we talked about them earlier in football, and they're nationally ranked. So they typically have to wait for their football players to come out for basketball because their football team's usually in the state championship game. So they're always waiting for their players. So Coach Hoffner over there, I'm sure, is just sitting there going, great, here we go again, another year. I got to wait for my kids. And he's opening up with some tough games. They've got St. Mary's going over to Cesar Chavez on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. So that'll be a good game. Cesar Chavez always has talent. You've got Chaparral opening up, playing host to Maryvale. Paradise Valley is going to host Coconino from up north. And then you've got Coronado on Thursday playing Maricopa in another East Sky Region game. So the East Sky Region is throwing in their region games early. Then you've got Sunny Slope out at Cortez at 7 o'clock. Now, Coach Tark James' group, and then you've got Coach Mannix has done a great job. You've got Royce Woolridge. That'll be a fun game to watch. I'm sure we're going to see some points put up on the board that night. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Then Friday, we end up the week Friday. Let's look here and see what we've got. We've got South Point Catholic playing host to Basha. That's going to be interesting. And you've got Estrella Foothills. You know, nobody's really talking about Estrella Foothills. We're going to talk about some chatter that's been going on the Arizona varsity boards. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. Let's see here. You've got Cesar Chavez playing host to Chandler. You've got Corona del Sol going to Desert Ridge. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I made a mistake. It's not Cesar Chavez at Chandler. And you've got Corona del Sol at Desert Ridge. Scottsdale Christian is tipping off at Canyon State. Nogales is going to CDO, playing down in Tucson area. You got Sabino traveling to Buena. Now, Buena's had some devastating situations happen to him this preseason, so it's going to be, you know, I'm going to be rooting for you this year down there, Coach. I know that you guys are going through some tough stuff. So, you've got Desert View at Douglas, and then you've got Desert Vista playing Gilbert. That's going to be a good matchup. I've seen both teams play this preseason so far, and Desert Vista's got some growing pains going on, trying to get some kids to understand how to play the game and not be chattering on the court. But they always play tough. They're going to be a good squad. Gilbert, led by Sean King, they've got a good squad. They've got a good squad. There's some kids that are still working on developing their game and trying to identify their personality on the court. And then Brophy comes out to Highland on Friday, and Coach Fuller's team will be visiting, so we'll see how we play against those guys. Now, one of the biggest things about Highland right now is our youth. We just don't have anyone with any experience, so we're kind of doing that on-the-job training thing right now. Marcos Deniza versus Mesquite. That will be a good game. It's going to be Friday night at Mesquite. Coach Salt does a nice job with his group, so you know we'll see how quickly they can rise up in the polls, because everybody was mentioning them early in the year in the top five, top ten teams, and so we'll see how well they put things together. They've got some great guard play out there. Christian Bowers is quick, can shoot the jumper, understands the game, looks to attack every time he touches the basketball, which makes him deadly to the opponent. And then they've got a big fella, you know, and that big fella is a solid ball player. Josh is no joke. He's no slouch. So if Mesquite can keep the chemistry going and play together and play hard, they could be one of those teams that people were talking about early on in the year and end up in the top team in the state. So it's going to be interesting to see how they shape up this year as well. Mesa is going to be out at North, and Copper Canyon is also going to be out at Moon Valley. So, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, wrap up the show. I cannot believe this hour has already gone by. This is Coach's Corner. I am the Coach, Scott Lovely. Back in a few.
Yeah. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Join G. Cobb in the house every week on the Voice America Sports Channel. This show takes you inside the world of sports from one who knows. Gary Cobb is an 11-year NFL veteran who has almost 20 years in sports radio and television. From the locker room to the clubhouse, we'll talk on the inside with the newsmakers on the sports scene. It's always exciting and full of energy. G. Cobb in the house with Gary Cobb and co-host Micah Warren is broadcast live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
News. Opinion. Can you hear me? Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back. Now, you know, all these games going on at this point in time in the season, being preseason for most teams, this is a time where coaches are trying to identify key players, players that are going to not shy away at the critical moments of the game, where players start to develop and shape their own personalities within the team structure. So these games, while they count for power points, they don't count for the region. Now, here's the challenge, though. The challenge for a coach is to look at the team he's got. Now, we all see kids in practice, and the kids in practice, some kids will look really good in practice, but when you put them in a game situation, bright lights are on, referees are calling the calls, parents are sitting in the stands, you know, girlfriends sitting in the stands, they fold up. They disappear. And, I mean, let's be honest, as a coach, you look at the kid and you go, wait a minute, that's not how you looked in practice. So you're shocked. Some kids end up dropping off as far as in the rotation. They end up falling. Some kids end up playing better in the game situations than they show up in practice, which is a shock, which is why it's good to have these early games to figure out who's who in the zoo and what you have. Because you can practice all you want, but what happens is, when you put the uniforms on, when the warm-up music starts, when the referees are in the gym, it all changes. Now, not all the time, but, you know, those players from probably number 7 to 10 start to shift a little bit, how they handle the pressure. You know, what your coach has taught you all week, can you translate it over onto the court in a game situation? And so these games, that's what that's for. That's what it's for, to find out who's doing what. So when you hit region, you have your set rotation, you understand who you can count on and who you can't count on, what they're going to give you, how they're going to give it to you, so you can put the kids in the best situation to succeed and not embarrass themselves. Now, with that being said, then comes the added pressure of the media, the prognosticators, the guys out there who want to pick the top 10, pop top 5, top 6, top, you know, and talk about teams. And here's the thing, kids, read that stuff. So as they start to read that, as they start to look at that, they start to analyze, okay, well, our team's not as good as the other team. Why is that? How come we can't succeed? Well, you know, and so I have an issue with the top 5 ranking. I have an issue with the top 10 ranking. I have an issue with that stuff because really it's just, who cares? The bottom line is at the end of the season, when the tournament starts, you get in. I mean, that's our goal. Our goal is just to get in. I don't care. Hey, we get number 16 seed. Hey, we're in the tournament. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Because bottom line, at the end of the season when the tournament starts, it's a brand new season and anything can happen. We saw that in the football tournament, in the football state tournament. We saw the brackets. The brackets got busted up in the lower divisions. No number one team just cruised to a win. We had some upsets going on there. You see it every year in March Madness. A higher-ranked team takes a team that's lower-ranked for granted. Bam. Get bit in the butt, and they're out. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. We want to know who the best is so we can figure out how to play against the best. But then again, do we really want to know who's the best? Well, honestly, one way or the other, part of me loves watching it. Part of me hates watching it. Part of me loves watching it but wishes the kids wouldn't. I think every coach is in that same mindset. Last year against Sunny Slope when I was coaching at Arcadia, the Arcadia kids were watching highlight videos of Royce Woolridge before the game. I'm like, what are you guys doing? He's good, coach. He's good. And they had that fear, and that translated over into the game. So in one aspect, I think it's great to publicize your team, to publicize an athlete. But in the other aspect, I don't want the kids paying attention to that stuff because it doesn't matter. Strap it on, get out there and play. Because the bottom line is if you go out and you execute 5 guys at one point in time all together in unison and do what you need to do, you can get a W. Look at what Tony Fuller's program did with Sunny Slope the other day. Everybody was running around anointing Royce Woolridge as the basketball guy, and his team got beat by 8. Now, Sunny Slope has had 2 upsets here. In the last week, they lost to Brophy, and they also lost to Santa Rita. We talked about that game a little bit last week when we were talking about that possible matchup, Royce versus Terrell Stoglin. Well, Stoglin came out on top on that. So it's going to be a fun season. It's going to be fun to see how all that goes. Now, here's my question, because Arizona Varsity, love those guys to death. They do a great job covering high school sports. They do a great job blogging. People participate in the conversations on there. I think it's great. They are actually trying to put together a top 5 poll for each division and then a super 10, which would be the top 10 teams no matter what division they're in. So I'm going to kind of throw out some of the names that they're looking at. 5A1, North. Everybody's talking about North as the number one team. Then you've got Mesa, Dobson, Mesquite. Mesquite, I told you earlier, was going to be a good team potentially. And then you've got St. Mary's. Now, it's going to be fun to watch the 5A1 level this year. Then 5A2, you've got Horizon, Ironwood Ridge, Central, Marcos Deniza, and Chaparral. 4A1, you've got Sunny Slope, McClintock, Shadow Mountain, Sabino, and Catalina Foothills. 4A2, you've got Santa Rita, Seton Catholic, Amphi, Buckeye, Palo Verde. Seton Catholic, Ernie Pinter does an excellent job out there. Now, they're super top 10 that they're talking about right now. Now, this isn't one of those ones that's set in stone. They're actually debating this online. It's a great conversation. Super 10, you've got North, Mesa, Dobson, Horizon, Santa Rita, Ironwood Ridge, Mesquite, Central, St. Mary's, and Sunny Slope. Now, teams they've got on the border, Red Mountain, Estrella Foothills, Seton Catholic, McClintock, and Cesar Chavez. The team that nobody's talking about this year is Estrella Foothills. What happened? How come that team's fallen off in the conversation? I think that team's going to be a solid team this year. We'll see. We'll see. Things are starting to take swing. Now, here's the great thing about it. It doesn't matter where you get ranked in the preseason, because at the end of the season, that's the only rankings that coaches, players, parents, fans. That's the only rankings that people are concerned about at the end of the year. End of the year. It doesn't matter what happens. All the prognostication, everything takes place from now until February 22nd. Hey, it's just guesswork. But it's fun to have the conversation, at least, for us. Tell the kids not to go online and look at this. This is the Coach's Corner. You know, I tell you what, if you have a topic idea for the Coach's Corner, shoot me an email, hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Again, hssportstalk@yahoo.com with your topic ideas, and we'll see if we can build a program around it. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach Scott Lovely. Remember, leave it better than you found it. Peace.
Yeah, yeah. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.